That's a cut from the new one from Angela Purley, the featured performer this Saturday at the Holland Theater in Bellefontaine. You can find a list of all the amazing acts coming our way in Bellefontaine at the Holland Theater at thehollandtheater.org. Or just stay tuned. It's a delight to welcome to Excursions the managing director of the Holland Theater. He's Chris Westhoff. Chris, thanks for being here.
Thanks, Nikki. Glad to be here with you guys.
You bet. We just absolutely love what you're doing up there. An amazing cavalcade of diversity and high quality gracing the stage there. Tell us a little bit about the history, newly restored Holland Theater. It's beautiful. Tell us about how the theater came to be.
That's right. Well, it's a long story, as you can imagine, but the quick version is it was built in 1931. And the reason it's called the Holland Theater is because the architect had come from Holland. We don't have a particular Dutch culture up in Bellefontaine in Logan County, but there was
an architect.
That's right. And he modeled the interior design, the building facades, after the village he had grown up in. It includes windmills that turn, a night sky that's illuminated with passing clouds and stars. In 31, it was the largest cinema stage in the state of Ohio.
Now, cinema stage, I mean, did they projected movies, actually?
They did, yes. Uh-huh. Silent films, and it was right on the hurdle into talkies.
Wow.
And, you know, a mixed-use theater, a vaudeville theater. Big bands would come through. It was a community gathering place, and it was like that for many years. In the 1960s, it was divided into a multiplex. So there were five cinemas that were put into the balcony auditorium and stage.
Cinemas, so that's a big stage to be able to hold that.
Yeah, and the balcony was split in two, and there were two levels on the stage. So the architectural integrity of the room was really compromised.
You lost the feeling of being on the street.
You sure would have. But many people continued to go to the movies. You know, that's where my wife grew up, seeing Indiana Jones and all the rest. But in the 90s, with downtown blight, the theater closed. And it was in 2000 that a group of sixth grade students took an interest asking the question, what would happen if we saved our Holland Theater?
Go youth!
Yeah, the kids started it. Their teacher is today our board president. She has remained incredibly active and dedicated to the cause. There have been milestones over these 20 years, but the last three, 4 years have been the most significant. And we have worked steadily to raise the funds. We went dark last winter and spent the last 8 months putting in about 1.6 into restoring the theater, getting the facades cleaned up. We had a fabulous team led by Thomas and Marker Construction doing plaster, paint, detail work. We have new concessions, new lobby, upgraded tech, all new seating. The seating that we've been doing programming was the original seating. Got rid of it.
Wow,
all new
though.
Seats, carpeting, soundproofing. It's becoming a really beautiful modern space and restoring the history that is the architecture.
And restoring it itself as a community gathering place.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. The building is listed on the National Register of Historic Places. It's the only Dutch atmospheric theater in North America.
Wow. We've got Angela Purley there this Saturday, and we're going to be live in studio with her very shortly. But you have a nice arc of diversity coming. Tell us a little bit about what's coming down the pike.
Yeah, you know, for us up in Bellefontaine, Logan County, we're a small community, and it takes a mix to get the job done and to reach a wide audience. We were really excited a few weeks back to reopen the theater with Judy Collins at a sold-out show. We've had a bunch of great programming since then. We're really excited to welcome Angela and her outfit, you know, local regional rockers to the stage. In a week, we're presenting Walk On, the Rosa Parks story, a original piece of theater with music by Logan County's Mad River Theater Works.
Which Bob Lucas, and you're involved in that as
That's
well.
That's correct. Yep.
Bob Lucas, just a great, great friend of WISO and also a longtime artful cultural vector here. So this is something that you can't find just anywhere.
That's true, yeah. It's a one-act play, and the company is in rehearsals now. And when we're done with this engagement at the Holland, this is next Friday the 15th, the company is in Nashville for a week of residence, has the holidays down, and then is on a 8-week, 22-state tour of the play.
Wow.
So we travel all over the country with this work. It's educational, but also entertaining. Our primary audience is young audience. audiences. That's who we go into the theaters to see.
And there's always a historic aspect to what
right.
you guys
do. Yeah. The bulk of the work has to do with civil rights and American history. But we like to think that the plays really play well to audiences of all ages, for sure.
And that's on Friday, November 15th. The show starts at 7:30. And then Hocktail, I see, is coming at the end of the month.
Yeah, Hocktail's a great lineup. They're a mix. Jordan Tice, who's a fabulous guitar picker, who's played many ensembles. Paul Cowart, who plays bass with the Punch Brothers. Brittany Haas, who is a very renowned fiddler. She's currently working with the Dave Rawlings Machine and Gillian Welch. And Dominic Leslie on a variety of instruments. So they're kind of like a super group doing a crossover of, you know, that kind of new grass classical meets old-time stylings. I saw him play a set last year at the Lotus Festival in Bloomington. And it was a 1 a.m. set in a church. The place was packed, and people were just, like, reverent, just stunned. It was just – it was breathtaking.
Oh, I love that word, reverent.
So we're really
excited.
People were
listening.
Totally just there. And so, you know, we're really excited to bring them to town. I think the room is going to do do them a great deal of justice.
That's Sunday, November 24th at 7 o'clock. Again, you can find out this information and a whole bunch more if you point your browser to thehollandtheater.org. Again, that's just all one word, thehollandtheater.org. Or, of course, you can just make your way there, perhaps this this Saturday or any of these amazing opportunities. You have a very affordable offer for the young folks.
Yeah, we're really proud to offer that. It's a student ticket. Yeah. Anybody 17 or under can get in. It's a very reduced price ticket, and we believe in that. You know, it's not cheap to do anything these days. We want to make the arts a place where people can bring their kids, and you know, we feel like the logic is, if it's cheaper than a babysitter, why not?
And it is.
That's right. Yeah. So their children are always welcome.
And I love that. And thanks for that.
Yeah, and that's available on the website. You can just follow that ticket link and it'll give you the offering.
You also have an arc of shows throughout December for which you're offering a package deal at a very kind price.
Yep.
Again, listeners can find more about that.
All on our website. Yep. HollandTheater.org.
TheHollandTheater.org. We're going to be back with Ms. Angela Purley, Saturday night's featured performer. That's coming right up. I'll remind you first that support for Why So comes from our contributing listeners and from the Antioch Review, a literary magazine offering fiction, essays, and poetry from prominent and promising poets and authors. Sponsored by Antioch College and published quarterly, subscription information is at review.antiochcollege.edu. The best words in the best order for over 75 years. We're also supported by the Brightside Music and Event Venue in downtown Dayton, presenting an old-school groove night with the D-Funk All-Stars this Saturday. Tickets and more information is available at thebrightsidedayton.com or their local ticket partner, soundvalleydayton.com. Stay close. Angela Purley coming up live in studio.
On the next Fresh Air, Saeed Jones talks about his new memoir, How We Fight for Our Lives, about growing up black, gay, and closeted in Texas in the era when he thought gay meant AIDS meant death. Our book critic Maureen Carrigan describes the memoir as raw and eloquent. I hope you'll join us.
Coming up this afternoon at 3, right here on 91.3 WYSO.
News alert, Morning Edition is no longer just a morning show. Now you can hear it from the start, anytime between 7 and 3. So instead of just being for morning people, it's also for my breakfast time is your lunchtime people, my bike is my car people, I work from home people. It's there for you for any type of day. Morning Edition on your schedule from NPR. Just say, Alexa, play Morning Edition.
That's Morning Edition from WYSO.
19 minutes after 2 o'clock, and a delight to welcome back to WYSO Into Excursions, Angela Purley. Welcome, Angela.
Thank you for having me.
We've been a big fan of yours for a long time. You were kind enough to come and play a couple of the Wagner Subaru outdoor experiences for us and played live in studio, and it's just a delight to have you back. Congratulations on a brand new record.
Thank you.
We heard that starting the top of the hour, and it's been some 3 years in the making.
Yes, yeah, because my last record came out 2016, and this new one, 4:30, just released this August.
So what's up with the 4:30? Is that a time that you always wake up and look at the digital clock?
It is actually my bedtime.
So I look at the clock and go down.
I'm definitely a night owl. So.
4:30. You know, when I had my night owl days, I found that if you don't get to sleep before the birds get up, it's a trouble. You need to. So 4:30 is probably a very good time.
Yeah, it's a sweet spot.
The 4:30 sweet spot. You've agreed. You'll be on stage with your full band this Saturday at the Holland Theater.
Yes, yeah, four piece.
But you've agreed to do a couple for us acoustically here. If you would, please go ahead and intro and please play.
I'll start off with 4:30. It's 4:30 and I'm not sleeping. Caught in a wild from home for the weekend. You're like a stranger, you look right through me. I'm blown out candles, you're sharpened in your teeth. I'm ready now, I'm so ready. I'm ready now, I'm so ready. Covered in mud, I'm some kind of reckless. It's too late now, you know I couldn't care less. Sun's coming up, I'ma leave for the party. Do it again, yeah, come try to stop me. I'm ready now, I'm so ready. I'm ready now, I'm so ready. It's 4:30 and I'm not sleeping. I'm cutting away from home for the weekend. My bags are packed, I'm running down 4th Street. Tangled up in blue, set on repeat. I'm ready now, I'm so ready. 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 It's 4:30 and I'm not sleeping. Caught in a wildfire, I'm home for the weekend.
Musician's Life. Angela Pearley, live in the studio. That's the title track from her new album that I'm assuming you can get at all the digital spigots.
Yes, it's up there. It's on the web, floating around.
And it's actually written in numerals, so it's 4:30, Angela Pearley, 4:30. And you can connect or show up this Saturday at the Holland Theater and get a copy for your very own self. Thanks for making a real record. Thanks for making a CD.
Oh, thank you. I believe in the real thing. And we have vinyl, too, and I love the physical form. It's good to have.
Plus, you get the artwork and the thank yous and the who played what. Do you have lyrics in there? I didn't look.
So I don't have lyrics on the CD, but if anyone is interested in lyrics, I can email them to them.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, and so just drop me a line. It's on my contact on the website. And then the vinyl actually has the lyrics inside.
Wonderful. So. Angela Pearley live at the Holland Theater this Saturday night. Show starts at 8 o'clock and live in studio with us here. Will you play us another?
Yeah. All right. So this one's called Let Go. And we actually released an animated music video to this one. It's kind of 60s style, like Yellow Submarine.
Oh, so fun.
Your listeners can check that out online on YouTube and on my website.
And the name of it again?
Let Go. Yeah. I'm searching for something that can hold on to. something I can believe in, something that won't go away. I'm a loser, I'm a wild-one baby, I'm a dancer, I'm a left-handed crazy, I'm a moonchild, whispering your name. What a wonderful feeling, what a wonderful feeling. What a wonderful way to let go. What a wonderful feeling, what a wonderful feeling. What a wonderful way to let go. All the lonely, lonely people, they haunt me, stand beside me like flowers, weeping in the shade. Does it move you? Does it touch you like it used to? Like vinegar and honey on a summer day. What a wonderful feeling, what a wonderful feeling. What a wonderful way to let go. What a wonderful feeling, what a wonderful feeling. What a wonderful way to let go.
From the new one, the album's 430. That's with numerals and a colon. She's Angela Purdy on 91.3 WYSO. You're a Columbus girl.
Yep. Born and raised in Hilliard, Ohio, and went to school in Athens down at OU, and then moved back to Columbus and have been playing there and out of there for 10 years now.
Wow.
So, yeah.
A decade.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you were at the major arena there. Tell us about that.
So earlier this year, we got to open up for Willie Nelson and his Outlaw Music Festival with the Avett Brothers, Alison Krauss, Old Crow Medicine Show, and Dawes, which was very surreal. So that was
in your hometown on a huge stage like that.
It was, yeah, I mean, those are all of our heroes. So that
did
was,
you lift up off the ground just a little bit while
oh
you were
Oh, my gosh, yeah, definitely. It was, a vibrating kind of experience. And just doing the sound check, we were like, this is cool enough just to do a sound check.
We can die now. We're happy to do the show. But this is, yeah. And, of course, the hometown crowd's probably like, yeah.
It was really cool. Yeah, a lot of our fans and friends and all of our family came. And it was really cool.
As they should.
Yeah.
It's Angela Purdy, 430. The brand new album out and available at all the digital spigots, or you can check her website. It's angelapurley.com. And Purdy is not like the oyster treasure, it's Perley.
Yeah.
Angela, Perley.com. Or best yet, go to the Holland Theater this Saturday evening and enjoy the show with her full band. Will you play us one more acoustic?
Sure, yeah. All right, this is fun. This one's called He Rides High. He was born in the desert underneath the blistering sun. She was cool like a raindrop said she didn't need no one. Fortune turns like a wild beast. Oh, it leaps and it moans. Let me love on a feather bed, arrowheads and satin ropes. Oh, we ran high, and he sings low. Oh, we ran high, and he sings low. Desire mounted like a tumbleweed. Oh, we knock them to the ground, and nothing can come between king and queen of nowhere town. Oh, we ran high, and he sings slow. Oh, we ran high, and his love, it shows. His love, it shows. In the distance you can hear them into a howl. Their fingers wrapped in twilight, or their kisses endless now. Oh, we ran high, and he sings low. Oh, we ran high, and his love, it shows. His love, it shows.
Another one from the new one, from Angela Purley, the unplugged version of He Rides High from the new album called 430. But you'll be fully plugged in on Saturday.
Yeah, it'll be extended. This is a very simple guitar player, so you're hearing just the song and kind of the shorter versions today.
It's like the scaffolding upon which will be hung a wall of sound on Saturday.
Exactly.
It's up at the Holland Theater. You can find out more about this Saturday's presentation from our guest, Angela Purley, at thehollandtheater.org. Again, that's just all one word, thehollandtheater.org. Or go to her website, angelapurley.com. That's all one word. Purley is P-E-R-L-E-Y, angelapurley.com. Or maybe best yet, just go to the Holland Theater this Saturday. We've got one queued up from the record to take us out. Can you tell us about it?
Yes, this one's called Don't Look Back, Mary. And we actually have a little conceptual music video working on that for later this winter.
You have the best friends.
I have a lot of creative friends. So it's,
good art attracts good art. Awesome. Search her online, Angela Purley, or show up and enjoy the full band. This is Don't Look Back, Mary, from Angela's latest 430. Angela, thanks so much.
Hey, thank you for having me, Nikki. Thanks.